Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording, and it is 1:56 Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 31st. And with a reasonably steady performance on Wall Street today, it's looking like they're going to have a third consecutive month on the upside. And just to put that in perspective, year to date, the Dow Jones is up 2%, the S&P 500 is up 2.5%. And the Nasdaq is down about 1%. In Europe, by and large, if you were to currency adjust it and look at it all in US dollar terms just for equal comparison, then the Euro stocks is down 3% and the Italian index is down 13%. Then when you look around China, year to date is down 16%. So today's move, it could really help to improve that performance at least. And if you were to bet on what market is going to do better in the next month, then China might be one that has been sort of out there on the hinterland or out in the cold for a while and might now start to be coming back into form. And part of the reason for that is there is increasing speculation that MSCI, it will in fact now add the A-share and some of the larger A-share companies into its emerging market basket. Now, what they did last year, and it is worth considering that last year there was two things that helped to inflate asset prices in stock market asset prices in the beginning of the year. The first was the opening up of the options market, which was wholly unregulated, and it gave leverage to a whole slew of people that were ill-suited to taking it and not particularly well-educated in how to handle it either. So what happened was that lent fuel to the fire, and then the thing that got everyone inspired about making lots of money in a short period of time was the fact that people really believed that the mainland shares were going to be added to the MSCI, and they weren't. The MSCI decided that they would take a wait-and-see approach. What they did do was add a 50% weighting based on 50% of the free float of a select number of US-listed Chinese companies with ADRs. I think there was 13 of them, and of course the big ones like Alibaba and Baidu were in there. Well, there hasn't been any real evidence of speculation about this year until Goldman Sachs over the weekend made the prediction that MSCI would in fact go ahead and add those Chinese shares into their indices when they make their decision on the 14th. Well, we're only 2 weeks away from that. So today's move on the A-share market, which was up 3.3%, that's the biggest upward dynamic that we've had in 2 months. And it helps to confirm a low of at least near-term significance. It's a higher reaction low on that medium-term chart. And then if we get follow-through tomorrow, it would suggest that we are getting some speculation that there is going to be a surge in demand for these assets in the potential that they could in fact be added to the emerging market basket, which would open up a significant source of additional demand. And a very good example is when Qatar was added to the emerging market basket from the frontier basket. Well, then that just unleashed a wave of new buying. That was one of the things that saw the market surge higher last year. And then it is probably worth considering that there could at least be some positive catalyst effect if it indeed does go ahead and happen. When you look at the Hang Seng, then it wasn't up by nearly as much. And of course, there is something that to look at Hong Kong really quite separately. The H shares were in positive territory, and I think if one were looking at anything that's listed in Hong Kong, then staying well away from Hong Kong property would probably be the way to go, for the simple reason that Hong Kong is pegged to the US dollar, therefore it has US interest rates, and interest rates have been pretty much close to zero, which has inflated property prices. And if the Fed does in fact go ahead and raise interest rates, well then then Hong Kong will have absolutely no choice in the matter. If it wants to sustain its peg, it will also have to raise interest rates. And if they do that, well, then that's going to lend a further headwind to the housing market, which, as I said, is really very expensive. So picking and choosing, I think, in Hong Kong, and particularly looking at those types of companies that are likely to be added in to the large cap emerging market index, would probably be the better way to go, and the H share index then would probably be the vehicle of choice rather than the Hang Seng. And the Australian index was it was in negative territory today, but it is also worth looking at the New Zealand index, which really has been among the best performing indices this year, and that's despite the fact that the New Zealand dollar has been a bit weaker. Now, when we look at the commodity sector in here today, natural gas really stood out. It was up 12 cents. It's up to $2.29 now, and that is really looking very firm indeed, and suggests that the unwind of the short-term oversold condition has taken place, and that now prices are continuing to push back up towards the upper side of that range. Oil prices remain very steady, and Brent crude was down about $0.75 in here today, but it's still holding in this $50 area, and having some consolidation in the $50 area is hardly unexpected considering it's such a big psychological level. But as I've been saying in repeatedly in audios for over the last month, is that this has been an incredibly orderly advance, and that a pullback of greater than $6 to $7 would really be required to question that consistency and to indicate that we've seen anything other than just near-term consolidation. And you know, I won't go into all the reasons why we could see prices pulling back over the medium term. It's a bit prescient to do that until we actually see some evidence that the short-term advance has in fact ended. Then gold prices in here today are also worthy of mention. They're currently sitting around the $1,215 area, and they're up $10 today. That did buck the trend with silver, because silver is now testing $16 and was down almost 26 cents. This is a really getting to become an exaggerated an exaggerated short-term decline. And then there is this increasingly short-term oversold condition. Personally, I'm waiting until I see evidence that some demand is coming back in, but wouldn't be surprised if it were in fact tomorrow, because this was the first upward day for gold prices in the last couple of weeks. And palladium prices are up 8. They're starting to steady here. And platinum was just down a little bit. Maybe we're getting a little bit of loss of momentum in platinum prices. And part of the reason that gold was that bit stronger was because the dollar was a little bit easier, and not least against currencies like the Australian dollar. And the dollar has rebounded, and I think it is still likely over the next month or two to get back up and test the upper side of its range against the euro and the yen, or most particularly in the dollar index. But commodity prices generally continue to be reasonably firm when you kind of click through the commodity complex generally, and look, for example, at corn prices, which have been very firm and were a little bit easier in here today, and or the industrial metal prices, where both zinc is leading the way higher, tin has been very firm. And then personally, I'm also looking at Arabica coffee, where it was up a tiny bit in here today, and has pulled back so remarkably sharply. And I really am reminded of the mantra, practically a mantra at least, that we've had it at this service for the last 15 years, and it has been don't pay up for commodities, and that they are best bought following shakeouts. Well, we have had a shakeout. In fact, gold has now at least steadied in the region of its 200-day moving average and the psychological $1,200 area, and coffee, which had been really quite overbought in the short term at the upper side of its range, has pulled all the way back in very sharp order to test the lower side of its range and is beginning to steady. And I think that is perhaps the most opportune time to be looking at some of these things rather than chasing. And this is not an environment where chasing anything is likely to result in a favorable outcome. And I think that is an interesting segue into Amazon shares, which continue to advance. And we saw this news in here today that consumer sentiment and consumer spending has come in stronger than was anticipated. And of course, who's benefiting? It's Amazon. Certainly when you contrast Amazon with Macy's, for example, Macy's share has halved in the last year, whereas Amazon's has just about doubled, or perhaps not doubled, but it's done fantastically well, and it is now accelerating higher. So the first clear downward dynamic, and more particularly a break in the very short-term progression of higher reaction lows, would signal a peak probably of medium-term significance, but at the very least near-term significance. But there is no sign of it just yet. What is perhaps more important is to look at companies like Disney or Starbucks, which had posted some of the most incredibly consistent advances until last year, and have now lost consistency, are looking much more dangerous, much more difficult to participate in. And that loss of consistency tells us that the demand dominance that had really helped to fire interest in those shares has waned considerably, if not indeed reversed. So this is still a relatively fluid environment, and not least for the UK, where polls today suggest that the exit camp are gaining ground. So the pound was hit pretty hard in here, and this is the second time it's pulled back in a dynamic fashion from the 147 area. So it's probably unlikely now that we're going to see it above that level before we get a result later in the month. So there's a lot of stuff happening in June, and it's likely to be an exciting time, and and not least because we have a Fed meeting, and perhaps the Fed won't move when there's such a big decision to be made in the UK, but that's not to say that they won't raise rates in July. And we're beginning to see that 12-month rates are beginning to price that eventuality in. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.